感谢主，让我们今天再一次聚集在他的面前来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that we can once again gather before Him and worship Him.
我这一阵子来讲一个题目，就是神的奥秘。
And so I've been sharing on this same topic called the mystery of God.
这个题目是在圣经中一个很大的题目。
And this is a very big theme in the Bible.
因为宇宙中最大的奥秘就是神自己。
Because the greatest mystery in this universe is God Himself.
有点像我们是小蚂蚁。
It's almost like we're this little ant.
希望认识人是怎么一回事。
In hope to understand what man is all about.
那我们来相对于这位创造万有的上帝，我们来认识他，不也就像小蚂蚁要认识神差不多吗？
So in comparison,For us trying to understand this God that created the universe, isn't it similar to how an ant trying to understand what man is all about?
感谢神。
Thank God.
是他愿意把他自己来向人表达。
It's he himself who's willing to show himself to us.
如果他不愿意向我们表达启示的话，我们没有人凭自己的聪明智慧可以认识神。
If it wasn't for him and his willingness to reveal himself to us,None of us can truly understand him.
最稀奇圣经中的一句话就是这位神他说我爱你们。
And most amazingly in this book, this God says, I love you.
你有没有一天想到你这个人要对那个小蚂蚁说我爱你？
Have you ever thought one day you bend down and say to this little ant on the ground that I love you?
这是不可思议的一件事。
This is just completely unfathomable.
但是感谢神。神的的确确来向我们每一个人在这个地球上非常渺小的一个人来说我爱你。
But the reality is, the truth is that God did indeed say to every single one of us on this earth, he says, I love you.
他不是空口说说而已。
And these are not just empty words.
他用行动来证明这件事。
He uses actions to prove his love.
那什么是他的行动呢？
And what are his actions.
那圣经告诉我们他打发他独生的爱子来到这个地上。
And so the Bible tells us that he sent his own begotten son to this earth.
他的名字叫耶稣基督。
His name was Jesus Christ.
他来到地上来寻找我们每一个人。
And he came to earth to seek every single one of us.
那今天在座的每一个基督徒都是尝过这一份主恩的滋味的人，对吗？
So all the Christians here, every single one of us have tasted His salvation.
那么这一位爱我们的神，他在他的圣经里头，借着许多不同的先知，来把神心中的意思来向我们启示表达。
And this God who loves us, through His many prophets, and that's recorded in the Bible, show His will to His heart to us.
也就是说这位奥秘的神愿意向人打开来表明他是谁。
And in other words, this mysterious God is willing to open himself up to reveal to us who he is.
那最近我就讲到了你可以看到我那个题目是八之三呢，也就是我们讲了很多了。
And so if you see from the title, this is the eighth.
对，然后我这个第八个部分是讲到神福音的奥秘。
And so this eighth message is about the mystery of the gospel.
那我们来读一节圣经。
Let's read from the Bible.
我们读罗马书十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 16.
我们要念的是二十五到二十七节。
And we'll read from verse 25 to 27.
罗马书十六章。
Romans chapter 16,
第二十五到二十七节
，verse 25 to 27.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和传讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。
Verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel.And the preachings of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past.
二十六节，这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借着众先知的书， 只是万国的名，使他们信服真道。
Verse 26, but now it's manifested, and by the scripture of the prophet, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith.
27节，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿门。
27, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen.
这一本书就结束了，罗马书。
And so with that, that concludes the whole entire book of Romans.
所以他讲了那么多的关于神的福音。
So he talked about a lot about God's gospel.
他在这个结论的时候，他特别说，这个福音是按照永古隐藏不言的奥秘。
And so to conclude, to wrap all this up, he said that according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past.
也就是说，今天保罗所要启示给我们的这一个神的福音，是一个神隐藏在万古之前就有了。但是它是一个秘密。
And so in other words, Paul, this gospel of God wants to show us it existed long, long before, but it's been kept a secret.
这不是神临时想出来的。
So it's not something that God thought of at the moment, all of a sudden.
神在创造宇宙万有之前已经把这件事情预备好了。
God prepared all this long, long before even the creation of the universe.
然后神创造了万有。
And then he created everything.
然后神创造了亚当夏娃。
And then he created Adam.
然后人的历史这样开始到今天六千年。
And then we have the human history, 6,000 years of it.
神在他的时间就借着众先知这里告诉我们一点，那一位启示那么一点，就是零零散散，但是却是在时间里面把神的奥秘向人来逐步打开来。
And then according to his own time, his own schedule, through his own prophets, he revealed a little bit this here, a little bit there, and then, but collectively, he revealed him, his mystery to us.
到了保罗，他就把这一切整个的启示，这个大的奥秘向我们有系统的解释出来了。
And then comes Paul, who systematically then show us this mystery.
然后在以弗所书有一句话说，保罗就说，请你们为我祷告。
And then in Ephesians, Paul said this. He said, pray on my behalf.
那六章十九节他就说，为我祷告，求神给我口才。
He said that, pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me.
来发表这一个福音的奥秘。
In the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel.
因为这是神心里最大的一个奥秘要启示给人。
Because that is God's greatest mystery that he desires to show to us.
那讲到这个福音的奥秘，今天这一讲是第三讲。
And so on the topic of mystery of the gospel, this is the third message on it.
在第一讲的里头，
In the first message,
我引用了这一个以赛亚书的启示。
And I quoted from the book of Isaiah and the revelation in that.
在以赛亚书第九章第一节第二节。
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter
9. 那圣经里面是这样说，但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗，从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却又使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利得着荣耀。
So Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1 through 2 it says, But there will be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In earlier times he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt. But later on he shall make it glorious. By the way of the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
第二节，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫地的人有光照耀他们。
Second verse, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them.
所以记得我曾经讲过这节圣经。
So remember that I once shared with you about this passage.
有吗？
Remember?
我看都还给我了。
Father, you all have returned that message back to me.
啊，因为这两节圣经是我们很少人注意的。
So it's because we seldom pay attention to these passages.
那我今天再把它提出来复习一下。
So I'll just mention them again as a review.
为什么神当年告诉先知以赛亚这句话呢？
So why did God reveal this passage to our prophet Isaiah?
这些话我们尤其是非犹太人啊，我们这些老中，我们来读更是不知道他在讲什么。
So this passage for Gentiles, especially like us Chinese like us, we have no clue what he's talking about.
第一，这些地名就很陌生。
So first of all these names of these different lands are very foreign to us.
对吧？什么拿弗他利咯，什么这个外约旦河外邦人的加利利，这对我们来讲都是外国话，听不懂的。
This land Naphtali or this land outside of Jordan, these are all foreign to us.
用我们今天的话语来表达的话
，and to express it with more modern words expressions，
大概你可以这样说
，you could probably say it this way
啊，你以前听过 Washington State 在的地方吗？
So you could ask, have you heard of where Washington State is located?
Washington State University.
Oh, sorry. Have you heard of where Washington State University is located?
你们谁知道 Washington State University 在哪里？
So who knows where WCSU is?
因为你在那里读过书。
We have one sister because she
went to school there. 你如果没在那里读过书，你就根本就听都没听过这个地方。
So if you never went to school there, you've never heard of that place.
对吧？很多这种很小的地方。如果你自己不是当年在那里生活过，你不会更你除了你以外，别人是不知道的。
So there are a lot of these little places. If you have never lived there before, you would never known about it.
那所以这些地方对犹太人来讲，也是那些很平常，不是大家所注目的。你如果讲耶路撒冷啊，大家都知道。
So all these places that were mentioned, even for the Israelites, to them, it's also these very small, unknown, relatively secluded places. If you mention Jerusalem, they'll know where it is.
福音的中心就是一个人。
The core, the center of the gospel is about one man.
他的名字叫耶稣。
And his name is Jesus.
所以福音不是一个大道理。
So the gospel is not about all these reasonings or.
福音是一个人。
It's about.
可是当这一个人，神的儿子，选择在地球上从哪里出现的时候。
However, when this one person, the Son of God, when he chose to appear in a certain place on earth,
他选择不是耶路撒冷出生。
He didn't pick Jerusalem.
他是哪里？
Where did he pick?
啊，他是在拿撒勒。
He picked.
对，他出生的那个小地方叫做伯利恒。
He chose Bethlehem.
啊，所以。他在伯利恒出生，但是他在加利利什么拿撒勒长大。
So even though he was born in Bethlehem, but he grew up in Nazareth.
Nazareth. 然后他开始传福音，就是从这个西伯伦地、拿弗他利地、外邦人的加利利地，也就是说，这一位。神的儿子他开始这个福音的工作的时候他选择是人都不注意藐视根本不觉得这个地方会出什么人物的这种叫做名不见经传的地方。
And yet when he started to preach his message, he started from places like the land of Zebulun or land of Naphtali. In other words, he started from these places that other people have not heard of and people look down upon.
这些地方的人圣经描述就是住在黑暗里没有盼望没有人注意一个小的地方。
And these places, according to the Bible, they describe as the people who live in these places, they walk in darkness. And so the people don't pay attention to them at all.
这就是神开始他工作的方法。
And that is how God starts his work.
是大家都没有想到。
It's something that we've never thought of.
大家都觉得这些地方是没有盼望的。
Everyone thought that these places are hopeless.
所以在第二以赛亚书第二九章二节他是这样说的。
And that's why in book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 it says,
在黑暗中行走的百姓 看见大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照在他们。
Says, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them.
这个话是在耶稣之前八百年借着这个先知以赛亚宣布过的。
And so this is something that Jesus, through the prophet, 800 years ago, had proclaimed already.
然后过了八百年，他就应验了。
And then 800 years later, this all become confirmed.
那你看马太福音第四章十四节到十七节就记载这件事。
And that's why if you look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 14 through 17, it records this event.
你可以看到马太福音第四章这样说。
And you can see it says this in Matthew.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话。
This was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet.
说西布伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地，那坐在黑暗里的百姓见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
Says that this was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by this way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who were sitting in darkness saw great light, and to those who were sitting in the land and the shadow of death, upon them a light dawned."
所以神做事都是你没有注意的时候，神已经开始了。
And so the way that God works is that He always works is when you're not paying attention.He already started his work.
最近我们基督学房在报名，每年招一批新生。
So recently, Academy of Christ is taking registrations. Every year, we have new students signing up.
很多人大概没有听过什么叫基督学房。
So probably a lot of you have never heard of
what
Academy of Christ is.
在网上的一个圣经学校。
It's an online Bible study academy.
我们从2003年开始的。
And we started in 2003.
我们教会也有几位是在这个学校毕业的。
And we actually have several graduates from the academy here, right here in church.
那这个今年招生的，我们从来不做广告的。
So we never advertise for the academy.
但你们知道我们来每年都有多少学生报名吗？
But do you know how many people sign up?
今年大概有将近500个人报名。
So this year we have close to 500 people.
那我们都要去看这些人写的见证，他们怎么得救的。
So before we accept them, we need to see their written testimonies to see how they were saved.
对，我们要认识这个报名的学生。
Because we want to get to know these
students. 他们有简单的圣经的考试。
And so they will also go through a very straightforward Bible quiz test.
那我们就要看他们过不过这个考试，成绩过不过。
And then we'll need to take a look at their scores.
我在看这些学生的申请的时候，
And when I read through these applications,
我就很稀奇一件事情。
I'm amazed by this one thing.
什么人得分高？
Those people, what kind of people have the higher score?
我们想，哇，应该是有学位的人。
We may think that, of course, it should be people who have got degrees.
我们所有的学生有最起码的是初中毕业，有的是高中毕业，有的是大学毕业，有的是研究生。
And so among the students, we accept that we have people who graduate from middle school, high school, college, or graduate school.
我们平常想，那你考试要考得棒，那当然这些所谓的尖子，他们考试就应该很棒。
And so traditional thinking states that those people who are good at tests, of course, would be the people who have the highest education level.
谁会能够对圣经比较了解，当然比较有知识水平的人，有读书过的人，在城市的人，这些人应该摆在前面才对的，对吗？
So we would think that people who are well educated, people who live in the cities, those are the people who would score the highest on these tests.
稀奇，分数高的，能够让我看见他们见证真的有两把刷子的，都是在农村的。
But amazingly, those who score the highest,those who truly deserve, they actually come from the villages, countryside.
都是在什么东北黑龙江一个小村子里头的一个基督徒。
And it would be people like from a very remote village up in the upper northeastern part of China.
不是浙江的，不是这个大地方像嘉兴的。
And not from some well-known large cities.
上海的。
Or Shanghai, or those well-known places. No.
这是最稀奇，我看这些东西的时候，我就想起圣经上所说的话。
So that's what amazed me the most when I look through these essays and these scores, and that reminded me of the passage in the Bible.
没有什么学问，没有什么教育背景，一个小地方名不见经传，哎，他们认识神。
Those places that you wouldn't think would have people who are well educated, who are literate or anything like that, but yet they amaze me.
我回头看
，So looking back,
从所谓中国改革开放1978年开始
，from the open door policy in China starting in 1978.
本来这个福音在文革的时候已经基本毁掉了。
So originally this gospel pretty much went out of extinction.
很多的基督徒为了信主，为了信耶稣，他们被丢到监牢，有的放到最远的这些劳改的地方去，被修得够呛，被整得很可怜。
And a lot of believers, because of their beliefs, they either were imprisoned or they had to flee or they were sent to prison camps far out places.
但是从七八年以后
，But since 1978,
福音从哪里开始
？Where did the gospel start?
福音从中国的乡下开始的。
Gospel started from the countryside in China.
我七九年到了中国大陆第一次。
So 1979 was my first time when I went
to China. 后来有一年有十年的时间在中国大因为工作的缘故在中国大陆各地走。
And found that for 10 years because of my work,
我亲眼看见的
all around China. And this is something that I witnessed myself.
福音就从中国的乡下迅速的像野火一样的传开来。
And I witnessed for myself that the gospel spread like wildfire from the countryside.
福音的火强烈到一个地步，一村一村的人信耶稣。
And it got so strong that
Village
after village become believers.
他们可以跟我说，哎呀，感谢主，去年我们有三千人受洗。
And they would say to me, praise the Lord, that last year we had 3,000 people baptized.
我听了都不敢相信。
I could not believe my ears.
我们教会在美国有没有一年有30人受洗，都感谢赞美主。
So our churches in the U.S., it's an amazing number to have just 30 people a year.
No, 他们一年就三千人。
But yet they have 3,000 people a year.
这样圣灵的工作持续不衰。十几年
，and the work of the Holy Spirit continue like this continuously for decades.
所以这就是一个很明显的一个证明，神做工的时候，常常是你想都想没有想到的。
And that once again proves that when God does His work, it's in a way that we cannot fathom.
从最低文化、最没有学术、最没有人注意的地方，可是神的灵就在他们中间做工。
It starts from places where you would expect have the lowest level education, places where you do not know of.
我并不是说教育没有用，那我们就不要读书好了，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that education is useless, that we shouldn't be educated. That's not what I'm saying at all.
我乃是说，我们每一个人要注意，神做事常常不照着我们的脑袋去想的那种方式。
But what I'm saying is that the way that God works oftentimes is in a way that's different from how we think here.
他从最底层开始。
He starts from the bottom.
我们用今天的话语叫最接地气。
And so the today's words most people who are most down to earth.
对，这个是我们想都没有想到的。
So that's something that we have never thought of.
第二
，Secondly，
到了第九章以赛亚书第六节到第七节。
And then in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7,
那也是我们常常读的一句圣经。
We often read this passage as well.
第九章第六节这样说。
Verse 6 it says,
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他们的肩，在他的肩上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
第七节
Verse 7.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Verse 7, there will be no end to increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
神就在那个时候向以赛亚启示一个稀奇的事情。
And so at that time, God revealed this amazing thing to Isaiah.
这一个传福音，那个时候传，就是在古时候传福音的这一个先知叫做以赛亚，他说到这个福音的时候，他说一个婴孩要为我们而生。
And so back then when Isaiah was sharing, giving testimony, he said that there will be a child will be born to us.
所以你就会看到第一个特点是你没有想到的地方。
And so,This, what's special we need to pay special attention to is that, first of all, is that it happens in a place that you would never thought of.
第二，你没有想到神是打发一个小 baby 开始。
And secondly, is that you never thought that it, all this starts with God sending a little baby into the world.
我们想神要做是应该选一个孔武有力的大人物来做事的。
The way that we think is that God will send somebody who's very powerful and strong, to start all of this.
没有，神打发一个婴孩开始。
No, on the contrary, God sent a babe to start off.
而且是把他的儿子放在仇敌的阵营当中。
And also he sent forth his son into the encampment of the enemy.
整个的地球是在撒旦的手里。
Because the entire world is under the control of Satan.
神就把他的独生爱子放到这一个仇敌的世界，在这个世界里头，以一个婴孩的眼的开始。
And but yet God sent His only begotten Son as a baby into this world.
所以他的名字叫奇妙的测试。
And that's why His name is called the Wonderful Counselor.
对不对？然后说他是全能的神
，the Mighty God.
他是永在的父
，Eternal Father.
他是和平的君
，Prince of Peace.
每一个名字都说出这个婴孩。他的身份，他的地位。
And every single one of these names, titles, reveal the status of this baby.
这是我们没有办法能够理解。
And this is something that we cannot fathom.
然后他告诉我们他来的目的干嘛。
And then he goes on to tell us his purpose.
第七节他说，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必坐在大卫的宝座上。
And then verse 7, it tells us the purpose. It says, there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
your brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督来到地上,
our Lord Jesus came into this world.
神的儿子的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of Son of God?
我们常基督徒来讲的话, 他来救我。
And as Christians, we oftentimes say, that's so that he can save us.
他来为我死。
And he came to save us.
他用他的宝血来赦免我的罪。这是都是对的。
And he used his precious blood to wash us of our sins. These are true.
但是这不是神的儿子来地上的目的。
But however, that is not the purpose for the Son of God to come into this world.
目的是什么?
What was his purpose?
他来掌权做君王。
He came to be the king.
他要建立一个他的国。
He will establish his kingdom.
所以这句话就好像你跑到了任何地上一个国，说我要建立在这里建立一个国，那你不是现行反革命？
So to put that into perspective is as if you go into any sovereign country today and say that I will start my own kingdom here. So that's actually viewed as treason.
对吧？但是耶稣的的确确是做这件事。
But however, that is exactly what Jesus is doing.
他来到这个地上。
He came into this world.
地上的人弃绝他。
People of this world do not want him.
但是他仍然勇往直前。
But yet he's continued forward.
他要做一件人类想都没有想到的事情。
To accomplish something that the rest of the world would never imagine.
他要建立一个国，是这个地上从来没有见过的一个国。
And that is that he will build a kingdom that's never been seen on this earth before.
他要以公义、以公平来带出一个国度，是这个地球上没有见过的。
And that he will bring forth a kingdom that is built on justice and righteousness. That's something that's never been done on this earth.
什么时候开始应验?
And when was this being fulfilled?
刚刚我们念的是以赛亚书，是主耶稣之前800年写的。
And so what we just read from is in the book of Isaiah, which was written 800 years before our Lord Jesus.
你知道我第二讲的时候讲一件事，我在这个墙上放了几张图片。
So in my second message on this topic, I share a few different things and included some power slides.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，这本圣经奇妙在哪里？
And I told brothers and sisters what's the amazing thing about this.
我们为什么很有把握地说这本圣经是神的话，不是人的话？
And why can we be so sure that this Bible, the words come from God and not from man?
因为神的话能够知道未来。
Because the word of God knows the future.
事情没有发生之前，神先说了，白纸黑字先写下来了。
And even before when things happened, God spoke and it's written down in on paper.
然后过了几百年，过了甚至上千年，事情就照着圣经当年说过的话应验了。
And then after a couple hundred years or even a thousand years later, then things happen to fulfill what was written before.
所以这叫做神的话自己证明自己。
And that's why it's called the God's words fulfilling. God fulfilling His own.
那很多不相信神的人,
so to a lot of people who are not believers, they don't believe in the Bible, and they would argue that no, these are just you're looking back to hindsight 2020 that you backfill these things.
神知道人会这样的来说他的圣经是人自己事后写的东西,
but God knows that there will be people who say these kind of things.
所以神就在第二次世界大战完了之后，1948年让一群人发现了一个叫做死海古卷。
And so that's why at the end of Second World War, in 1948, God allowed people to discover the Dead Sea Scroll.
所以你今天去耶路撒冷,
so today if you go to Jerusalem,
你要去看一个博物馆,
you need to go to see this museum.
叫做耶路撒冷博物馆。
This museum of Jerusalem.
那个里面就展示了当年在1948年所谓这个库姆兰这个地方，就是死海的附近，他们发现了许许多多的羊皮的古卷。
And so in that museum, you'll see that it's on display that shows how people discover these scrolls written on sheepskin around this place, around the Dead Sea.
那这些古卷都是在耶稣之前 大概300到400年之间，那些文士们抄写的留下来的古卷。
And then all these manuscripts were dated from 300 to 400 years before Jesus was born.
那这些都是一个历史的事实，摆在这一个博物馆里头。
And so all these are historical facts placed inside this.
告诉我们这些古卷是。 跟今天的圣经一个字都不错，尤其这一本书，以赛亚书。
And they tell us, the experts tell us that what was written in the Dead Sea Scrolls are exactly the same as what we have in the Bible, especially the book of Isaiah.
神知道我们的信心很小，信不过来，所以神就留下这些证据，告诉我们神的话永远不改变，老早怎么写，后来就是实现。
And because God knows how little faith that we have, that's why He leaves these clues for us to prove that His words shall never change.
对，那么刚刚这个有一个婴孩为我们而生，那当然就是在路加福音第二章就开始实现。And
so we were just talking about how a child will be born to us, and all this is fulfilled, and starting with recordings in the book of Luke in chapter 2.
路加福音第二章11节12节这样说。
So Luke chapter 2 verse 11 through 12.
今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩有布包着卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
For today in the city of David there have been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
这两节圣经谁讲的?
So who said these two verses?
天使告诉牧羊人的。
So it's spoken by an angel to a shepherd, some shepherds.
所以这里这个 宣告，就是说天使向人宣告，这里有一婴孩，他是救人类的救主，他是我们的主，我们的基督。
And so here you have these angels telling these shepherds that there's a today in the city of David there have been born your Savior who is Christ the Lord.
救主我们知道，他要上十字架为我们流血来救我们。
So this Savior we know about that he will eventually go on the cross, shed his blood in order to save us.
这是他第一个身份。
And so that is his first
status. 他第二个身份。
And his second status
就是主基督。
Is that the Christ the Lord.
主是他要做我们的主人
and Lord because he will be a Lord
基督是他的头衔他是要来做君王的
Christ is his title he, is someone, he will come to be the king
但是却是一个小 baby 来出生的
But however he was born as a little baby
是非常的软弱
something that's very very
你知道那个时候这个消息一传出来有一个人要杀他
and so as you know once that news starts to spread Someone wanted to kill him.
谁
Who?
当时的皇帝希律。
The king.
所以你就知道这个小 baby 一出生人家就要杀掉他了。
So as you know, as soon as this baby was born, someone wanted to end his life.
但是神保守他的儿子。
But God protects his son.
希律的诡计没有成功。
So the king's scheme did not
become successful. 所以他的福音就借着这个小 baby 开始向这个世界表现出来。
And so that's why God's gospel through this little baby started
好,
to spread into.
到底他是不是王
？So on the matter whether he is.
他在地上33年半。
He was on this earth for 33 and a half.
最后被人弃绝，钉上十字架，这种王是什么王啊
？And eventually, lastly, he was forsaken and then the nail upon the cross. What kind of king is that？
但是你注意，耶稣他最后受。这一个罗马的巡抚比拉多审问的时候，他们的对话。
But pay attention to the exchange between Jesus and the Roman governor Pilate.
那这段对话记载在约翰福音第十八章三十六到三十七节。
And this exchange was recorded in John chapter 18 verse 36 to 37.
耶稣回答说。我的国不属于这个世界我的国若属这世界我的臣仆必要征战使我不至于被交给犹太人只是我的国不属这世界
Verse 6 he said Jesus answered My kingdom is not of this world If my kingdom were of this world Then my servants would be fighting That I might not be delivered up to the Jews But as it is My kingdom is not of this realm
37节比拉多就对他说这样你是王吗耶稣回答说你说我是王我为此而生也为此来到世间特为给真理做见证凡属真理的人就听我的话
Pilate therefore said to him So you are a king Jesus answered You say correctly that I am a king For this I have been born And for this I have come into the world To bear witness to the truthEveryone who is of the truth hears my voice.
所以主在这两节圣经里面很清楚表达一件事。
So in these two verses, the Lord clearly showed this.
第一
First of all,
他的确是要建一个国。
Indeed, he is to establish a kingdom.
可是这个国跟地上所有的国都不一样。
However, this kingdom is completely different from every single other kingdom.
我的国不属于这个世界。
For he said that my kingdom is not of this world.
也就是说，不是这一个地上人的规则所设立的。
In other words, this kingdom is not established using the rules of people of man.
这个国是属天的。
Rather, this kingdom belongs to heaven.
所以他的这个国的律是属。神所设立的，不是人所设立的。
And so the rules are established by God and not man.
是属天的，是属灵的。
It belongs to heaven. It's spiritual.
那当然，比拉多是罗马的巡抚，他听不懂耶稣到底在讲什么。
So of course, Pilate is governor of the Roman Empire. So he does not understand, did not understand what all this is about.
他只管一个很重要的题目，你到底是不是王
？He only care about one thing, and that is Whether Jesus is king.
对啊，你是王吗
？And so he asked, "So you are a king?"
耶稣说，你说的是，我是王。
And so Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king."
我为此而生。
For this I have been born.
我为此来到这个世界。
And for this I have come into the world.
我为真理来做见证。
To bear witness to the earth.
所以在这一句话里面非常清楚地告诉这个世界。
And so in this exchange, he clearly tells this world,
我来到这个地球上的目的是来做王。
The purpose of coming into this world is to be king.
这是真理。
That is truth.
耶稣是王才是真理。
That Jesus is a king, that is the truth.
其他一切的王都是什么？
All other kings are.
如果耶稣是这地上的王，
If Jesus is the true king on this earth, of this earth,
那地上所有称王的都是什么王？
Then all those people, other people who claim to be kings,
你用假王也可以，或者说是篡权的王usurp.
You could say that they're false kings or usurpers.
这是撒旦做的工作。
And that is the work of
撒旦叫我们每一个人自己做王。
Satan wants every one of us to become our own king.
我们中国话说，关起门来做皇帝，你在家里做就可以了。
And that's why there's an old Chinese saying that once you close the door, you're your own king.
但是所有的基督徒你要知道一件事。
So, but as Christians, we need to know this.
我们没有信主的时候，我们自己做王。
Before we become believers, we are our own king.
但是我们信了耶稣，我们就悔改。
But however, after we become believers, believe in Jesus, then we repent.
我们必须从我们的宝座下来。
We have to step down from our throne.
让谁做王？
And allow who to become king?
让耶稣做王。
We must allow Jesus to be
king. 他必须在你的心目中是你的王。
He has to be your king in your heart.
这代表什么意思？
What does that mean?
你是为他而活的。
It means that you live for him.
再听一次啊。
Here this one.
如果你承认耶稣是你的王，
if you admit that accept that Jesus is your king,
那就是说你要从你的宝座下来。
It means that you need to step down from your throne.
你不是追逐你的王国，而是追逐他的王国。
You're not seeking your own kingdom, but rather you're seeking his kingdom.
你是为他而活的。
And you live for him.
你的价值的一切是以他为中心的。
And your value system is based around him.
这才是真正耶稣来到地上的目的。
And that is the true purpose for Jesus coming into this world.
这是这个福音的好消息，它是告诉我们这是真理。
And this is the message in the gospel, and that it says this is the truth.
如果你不是这样子活。
If you don't live in this way,
我们就变成两面人。
Then we become essentially two-faced.
两面人懂吗？
Do you understand that?
你来了教会祷告的时候是一面的人。
So one, you have one face where you come to church and pray.
你回家了，你所追求的是跟这个世界的人是一样的东西。
But after you go home, what you seek.It's the same as the rest of this world.
你教导你的儿女也是搞世界的那一套。
And then the way you teach your children is also in the same worldly knowledge.
没有办法来真正的表现耶稣是王，从礼拜天到礼拜天，礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六，天天都要必须让主耶稣在你的生命中做王。
You cannot just only have Lord Jesus as your king on the weekends.But you rather you actually need to have him as king every single day of the week.
这是基督徒的价值观。
And that is the value system of Christians.
我盼望我们每一个坐在这里的基督徒，你就必须把这件事情当作头等大事，把它搞清楚。
I hope that every single Christian here will be clear on this.
也就是说，不是你要做什么。
In other words, it's not what you need to do.
你要学一个什么事什么话。
You need to learn what.
主啊，你要我做什么？
You need to learn to say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
今天我们的人都是为自己做什么？
Today we're all about what we want to do.
耶稣说 ，No， 我如果是你的王，你要做我叫你做的事。
Jesus said, No, if I am your Lord, your King, then you will do what I want you to do.
这是整个我们生命中的革命。
And this is a complete turnaround of our life.
第三个特点。
The third point,
在以赛亚书第四十章第八节到第十一节有这样的一段话。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 through 11, there's these passages.
以赛亚书四十章
book of Isaiah chapter 40.
第八节
Verse 8
草必枯干花必凋残唯有我们神的话必永远立定
The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever.
报好信息给西安的你要登高山要报好信息给耶路撒冷的你要极力扬声扬声不要惧怕对犹大的诚意说看哪、啊、你们的神
Verse 9 Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities, Judah, here is your God.
第十节主耶和华必向大能者临到他的膀臂必为他掌权他的赏赐在他那里他的报应也在他面前
Verse 10 Behold the Lord God will come with might with his arm ruling for him Behold his rewards is with him and his recompense before him
11节我们一起念
Verse 11 let's read together
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中慢慢地引导那掳养小羊的。
So verse 11, together, like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes.
在这个预言里头
So in this prophecy,
说这里有个好消息
He said that there's this good news.
这个好消息是讲到一个君王他却像一个牧人一样。
And this good news is that it talks about there's this king,But yet, he is like a shepherd.
他要牧养自己的羊群。
And he will shepherd his own flock.
要用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在他怀中慢慢引导掳养小羊。
And with his arms ruling over them and guiding his flock.
什么时候应验?
So when was this fulfilled?
耶稣来了在约翰福音第十章他这样说。
When Jesus came in John chapter 10, he said,
他说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命，这是我们很熟的圣经。
Verse 11, chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
所以你就知道这些话是针对当时以色列这些很很多多所谓的神职人员，他们认为他们是神安排的牧人来牧养以色列人。
So.These words were spoken to, at the time, these people who, these scribes and people who think they are the shepherds to the people, to shepherding their people.
但是你读以西结书的时候，你就知道，整整有一大章的圣经，神就攻击那些所谓的牧羊人。
And but then if you look at the book of Ezekiel, you'll see that there's a big chapter in there that's devoted to record where God attacked those people who think they are shepherds.
这些牧人只知牧养自己，从来没有想到他的小羊。
They only these so-called shepherds only thought of taking care of themselves rather than shepherding their flock.
是失职的。
They did not do that.
神说我有一天要算你们的账。
And God said that one day I will.
那现在主耶稣自己来，他亲自牧养他的小羊。
And but here today, Jesus himself come to shepherd.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们就要注意到，我们的主是我们的好牧人。
So brothers and sisters, every one of us need to pay attention and know that our Lord is our good shepherd.
你知道我们这个现在这个年代最大的一个危机就是忧郁症自杀。
So.In our, this day and time, in this age, this era, the biggest thing that we encounter is depression and suicide.
这一件事不但是在没有信主的人身上发生，这件事情也要发生在所谓的基督徒的身上。
So these things happen to people who are non-believers, but also on believers as Christians as well.
你如果注意新闻，这个。不管在报纸，不管在电视上，你都能够发现这种情形越来越厉害。不单单在美国，其他的地方，这是 global 整个世界的一个很可怕的一个现象。
If you pay attention, whether it's in the TV news or printed media, This happened not only in the U.S., but globally as well.
而且发生在所有年龄层，不管是年老的、中年的、青年的、少年的、儿童都发生。
And it happened to people of all ages, whether it's old or young, very young.
为什么？
Why?
为什么现在那么多的人会得到这样的所谓的忧郁症呢？
So why are there so many people who have these?depression.
厉害到一个地步，甚至自杀呢。
And sometimes these depressions are so severe to a point where it leads to suicide.
简单讲，走投无路。
To put it simply, because they see no way out.
而你会发现，好像所谓走投无路是在那一些非常有一切所谓的物质文明，不愁吃不愁穿，有很好的教育的环境，可是一样会面临走投无路的这种压力。
And amazingly, you'll find that it's actually happened a lot with people who outwardly seem to have no lack in material things, or they're well educated, or other things.
我们要来的礼拜五晚上，我们会有一个特别的，晚上来讲这个题目。
And then this coming Friday, we'll devote a whole entire night on this specific topic.
我盼望每一个爸爸妈妈都应该来听。
I hope that every parent can come.
这是非常严重的问题。
This is a very serious matter.
你的儿子、你的女儿都有可能进入这么一个可怕的状态的里面。
Your son or daughters may find themselves in this very frightening state.
耶稣说，我是好牧人。
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
而且他说，我为羊舍命。
And he also said that I lay down my life for my sheep.
我要礼拜五我要从圣经里面让弟兄姊妹来看。
So this coming Friday, I will show you in the Bible.
从旧约到新约。
Starting from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
其实这个忧郁症我相信老早就有了，不是今天才有。
This, and show you that this depression actually...exist from long, long time ago.
这是一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
因为撒旦如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。
For Satan is like that roaring lion seeking those who he can devour.
一个最稀奇的一件事。
Amazingly.
经过这样折腾的人，经验告诉我们。
After people who went through all this experience tells us,
当他这个情况进入最严重的时候，有一个声音出现在他的耳边。
When they are at their lowest state, the worst state of their depression,
他睡不着的时候，这个声音就来了。
There's this voice actually in their head, and when they can't sleep, this voice will come.
这声音说什么？
And what does this voice tell them?
你去死。
Kill yourself.
一直在他的耳边对他说：“你去死吧。”
And this voice will continually sound in their ears, telling them to kill.
所以我们有百分之百的把握这样子说。
So that's why we can say with 100%
confidence. 这件事情是魔鬼要吞吃人的那个声音。
This is the voice, the sound.
他让人
devouring people.
失去活下去的意愿、勇气，没有办法了，最后生不如死。
It causes people to lose hope, to live on until the very end, where it's worse than dying.
基督徒的父母啊，
so parents of Christians,
醒过来吧，
wake up.
你要好好的来保守你的家，不要受撒旦魔鬼的攻击啊。
Wake up and protect your own house so that it may not be attacked.
你的儿女正面对最大的挑战。
Your children are facing the greatest challenge.
不是你给他有吃有穿有好的学校读，将来可以进一个名校，这就是你给他的人生的目标。如果是这样的话，死路一条啊！
If it's the only goal that you give to your children is all about giving them places to live for food to eat or going to this good school,
你要
the only thing
you live is die, 到主的面前去找到神给我们的保护。
We need to come before God to seek His protection.
这是每一个父母应该做的事情。
This is something that every children is supposed to do.
耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
神给我们一条出路。
And God gave us a way out.
这是神的福音。
And that is His gospel.
再讲一个。
One more.
到了以赛亚书第六十一章第一节第二节。
Isaiah chapter 61.
六十一章第一节第二节这样说。
Verse 1 and 2 says,
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners.
第二节，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人。
To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
这是主耶稣要来之前八百年的时候先知的预言。
So this is a prophecy from 800 years before our Lord Jesus.
他说将来有一个人，
He says there will come this person in the future.
他要传这个 好信息，就是这个福音给谦卑的人。
And that he will share this gospel to those who are humble.
或者也可以翻译成贫穷的人。
Or those who are poor.
伤心的人。
Or those who are afflicted.
被囚在监牢的人。
And those who are imprisoned.
那他有一个什么样的印证呢？
And what kind of proof that they will have?
他说耶和华的灵在我的身上。
He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
神的圣灵膏他。
And that the Lord has anointed him.
这是一个非常重要的标记。
So this is a very important sign.
好，那这个预言什么时候应验呢？
And then this prophecy was fulfilled when?
你到路加福音第四章十七节到二十节。
If you go to the book of Luke, chapter 4,
到路加福音第四章十七节二十节有这样一段话。
So in Luke chapter 4 it says,
应该有啊，这第四页是吧？我们弟兄这个第四页，chapter 4，哦，那个怎么着？第四章第十七节到二十节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 17 to 20.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他这是耶稣就打开，找到一处写着说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
So verse 17 to 20 it says, and the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, him being Jesus. And he opened the book and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
所以你在这里看到主耶稣要出来传道的时候。
So here you can see that when our Lord Jesus started his preaching,
他就选了这一节经文。
He chose this passage.
念给大家听。
And he read it out loud.
然后说这句话就应验在你们的眼前。
And said that this was fulfilled. This passage was fulfilled right in front of you.
好，耶稣什么时候受膏？
And so when was Jesus anointed?
当他从约旦河受了约旦的洗，这个施洗约翰的洗，从水里上来的时候。
When he stepped out of the river Jordan after he was baptized by John the Baptist.
有一件非常稀奇的事发生。
Something amazing happened.
圣经记载。
It's written in the Bible.
一，天开了。
First, the heaven opened up.
第二，天上就有发声音讲话。
And secondly, there's a voice coming from heaven.
谁说话？
Who was talking?
父神说话。
The Father God.
他说这是我的爱子
He said, this
我所喜悦的
is my beloved in whom I delight in.
说完这个话以后
And after that,
第三件事发生
The third things happen.
圣灵就好像鸽子一样降临在耶稣的身上
Holy Spirit descended like dove and landed on Jesus.
如果你在场你会不会瞠目舌结啊
If you're present at the time to witness all this, wouldn't you be dumbfounded?
在那一刻
So at that moment,
三而一的神同时出现
Triunal God appeared.
圣父说话在天上
The Heavenly Father spoke in the heavens.
圣子在地上从约旦河上来
And the Son is on earth.
第三位圣灵神降临在这个儿子的身上
And then the Holy Spirit descended upon descended from the heavens.
这是一个历史的时刻。
So this is a very historical moment.
我们在座很多基督徒都受洗了，对不对
？So a lot of Christians here, we've all been baptized.
阁下受洗那天有没有这种事情啊
？So on the day when you're baptized, have you experienced anything like that?
所以你就知道我们的主耶稣的的确确是神独生的爱子。
So from that you know that our Lord Jesus Christ indeed is the only begotten Son of God.
圣灵降临在他身上也是一个印证。他要来做一件伟大的工作。
And the Holy Spirit landing upon him is also a sign, a seal that he is here to do.
这个福音是传给贫穷的人。
And this gospel is is for the
这个福音是传给伤心的人。
And it's for the people who are broken hearted.
这个福音是报是传给被囚监牢的人。
And this gospel is for those who are in prison.
这些词汇可以是 literal 照着字句来讲可以
So these descriptions could be interpreted literally
但是这个字句也可以在灵性上贫穷在灵性上伤心在灵性上被捆绑也可以这样来解释
Also could be interpreted spiritually broken hearted spiritually poor and spiritually imprisoned
不管怎么样这个福音不是给自以为丰富的人
Regardless, this gospel is not for people who think they have abundance.
每天生活在这个世界打滚觉得很有意思的人
Not for those people who feel that it's a very interesting battle that battle they fight each and every day in this world.
在地上掌权作王辖制别人压迫别人的人
Not for those people who rule over others and oppress others.
福音不是为了这些人
The gospel is not for these
福音乃是来到最下层最受捆绑最没有在地上觉得在这个这里可以大捞一把的人不是的福音是完全在这个世界好像被遗弃的人
and so the gospel is not for all those people but rather for the people who are the lowest people who have been forsaken by others
这是这个福音的特色
and that is the special what's so special about this gospel
我们的主就是这样来受神的差使，神高他来做这个工作。
And that is how our Lord he was anointed and to do this work.
那今天神的教会在地上。
So today the church on earth,
神把这个传福音的使命给谁了
？God gave this great commandment of spreading the gospel to who? To whom?
我们每一个基督徒，对吗
？To every single one.
给每一个在教会中的基督徒。
He gave this commandment to every single Christian.
我们尝过福音的好处。
So we have tasted the sweetness of the
gospel. 我们是这福音所拯救的蒙恩的儿女。
We are children who are saved by this gospel.
我们有义务来做这个福音的使者，来为他做见证。
And we have this duty to be the representative for this gospel.
所以我就今天我就把这一个福音的奥秘，它的几个特点，摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
So today I share with you these different special things about the gospel.
让我们知道我们的使命是什么。
So that I share with you this mystery of the gospel, so that you know what our commandments are.
保罗是做这个福音的中心的管家。
So Paul is the faithful steward of this calling.
那我们每一个人也应该跟保罗一样，做这个福音奥秘式的管家。
And so every single one of us should be just like Paul as well and be a steward of the mystery of the gospel.
为什么叫奥秘?
Why is it called a mystery?
因为它是藏起来的。
Because it's hidden.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他愿意把这个奥秘向你怎么样? Okay?
He's willing to open this mystery to you.
可是你我有一个义务,
but you and I have this duty.
就是要,
that we need to want it.
Right. 这个奥秘再好, 你不要, 跟你就没有关系。
Regardless how great this mystery is, if you don't want it, it has nothing to do with you.
但是如果你要,
however, if you want it,
你求,
and you ask for it,
你找,
and you seek it,
你敲门,
and you knock,
你一定要把它搞清楚,
and you want to understand it,
神就说, 我给你,
and God said, I'll give it to you.
现在很多的时候我们根本, we don't care.
A lot of times we just don't care.
啊? 你讲的再天花乱坠, I don't care, 我根本不在乎,
no matter how eloquently you speak or not how you describe it, you said, I just don't care.
这你就需要悔改了。
For that, you need to repent.
神有最大的宝贝要给你。
God, this great treasure He wants to give to you.
这是他隐藏在万事之前的一个奥秘, 今天已经向人启示了, 并不是他不愿意告诉你, 他愿意的。
This is a mystery that He has hidden since the very beginning, since the very creation of the earth, of the universe. And He wants to give to you is today.
要吗?
Do you want it?
Hmm?
You want,
要不要?
You want it?
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
我们实在感谢你。
We want to thank you.
你把你心中最大的奥秘, 最大的宝贝,
for you,
启示给我们。
For you shown, revealed to us the greatest mystery, the greatest treasure that you have.
这个奥秘, 这个宝贝就是你的儿子, 耶稣基督。
And this mystery and this treasure is your Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们人类, 最大的需要,
he fulfills the greatest need of human history.
可是我们却因着这个世界的神, 把我们的心, 你的眼睛弄瞎了,
but the God of this world has blinded us.
我们认为这个世界可爱,
we thought that this world, we could love this world.
有无止境的享受,
and that there's plenty of enjoyment.
有许多的梦, 我们要去追寻,
there are many dreams that we seek.
主啊, 我们却忘记那真正的宝贝, 乃是你的儿子耶稣基督。
Dear Lord, we forget that the true treasure is your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
求你开我们的眼睛,
we pray that you open our eyes,
让那个无价之宝在我们里面被完全的打开,
so that this priceless treasure can be opened inside of us,
叫我们的人生有盼望,
so that our life can have hope.
我们乃是为着主的旨意而活,
we live for God's will.
你是我们的王,
you are our king.
你是我们的目标,
and you are our goal.
你是我们的一切,
you are our everything.
主啊, 但愿我们每一个人的心都向你回转,
may we turn every one of our hearts to you.
王第二次还要再来,
the king will come the second time.
主啊, 但愿我们每一个童女都预备好,
may every single one of the maids be prepared,
让我们在有生之年,
so that in our lifetime,
我们可以 为你而活,
we can live for you,
也为你而死,
and die for you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.